All right, obviously, injury-wise, you know, Meeks had a knee in the first half, and Manny Lawson had a hamstring. And then, obviously, Stevie wasn't able to go. We worked him out before the game, and he was just not in good shape. You know, he's, you know, fighting to get back with his low back. I thought we had some players that came in, and Ryan Warman did a nice job, and Marquise Goodwin did a good job, and Stephon Gilmore was out there battling, and, you know, I thought Thad did a good job out there. I think that, you know, early on we had some struggles. They made some big plays on us. We weren't able to get anything going offensively outside of TJ's catch early on. You know, we had it down at the 1 yard line. We weren't able to punch it in. They turn around and go 99 and score. You know, a lot of things were going, you know, in a tough direction. But, you know, the players came back. They stood in and they fought. We got it back. You know, had an opportunity to win the game. You know, we weren't able to do that. And really, all three phases, you know, can contribute, as well as the coaches. And, you know, we're going to go in there and we're just going to keep working and just keep fighting. I mean, you know, it's going to turn. And that's all we can keep doing. So, questions?
I know you probably just came off the field, but it looks like
sure.
Thad Lewis has a boot on his foot. Is that clear around? Is there any wear of an injury there?
Scott?
They're telling me, they text me, said he just went for an x-ray.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that until now.
Defensively, you got some stops in the fourth quarter, but what before that, what was the problem with that the Bengals were able to move the ball?
They caught us on the two screens, you know what I'm saying? And that's just a matter of, you know, hey, you know, good call by them, you know, a defense that, you know, we were playing something different than, you know what I'm saying, to defend other things, and they caught us. And really that's the bottom line in that one.
Did that do about what you had hoped? Short of winning the game, he throws a nice deep ball.
Hey, threw one, confident. You know, the TJ. You know, we missed a couple that he put on there, you know, that we've got to do a better job of. You know, we could have took advantage, you know, of some of the weak side passing game a little bit earlier. You know, we dropped some balls. Overall, fine. I was happy except for the turnover. I thought he was trying to do too much. He just needs to put the ball away, you know, and not turn the ball over. That would be the one thing I was disappointed in.
Yeah, when he apparently got hurt here?
I have no idea. Yeah, I really don't. I apologize. I try to get the team done and come back in here. He gives me the injuries and I just move on. Not a schemer.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the game there, sort of like Cleveland, though, you got killed on punt return. It looked like it was a great punt and your guys just didn't hit their lanes or whatever, and a guy found a crease. Is that disappointing that the game really kind of turned on that play at the end there?
You know what happens in that, you know, to say, you know, was that a great play by us? Obviously it wasn't, you know, but the game turned a lot of different ways. You know, I look at, you know, a couple of different plays here and there. I think, you know, us going in a couple of plays off the top of my mind, you know, us going in to score and them turning around and scoring, going 99. And then we, in turn, get a turnover inside our 50 and we wind up not getting any points. I think those are critical. But I think, to answer your question, those are all critical parts of it. You know, to really point to one, you know, that game could have been, you know, either over on our end, you know, early on if we make those plays early on, or, you know, at the end of the day, we have to find a way to cover and make that play.
How much did the cast on Stephon really limit him today? I mean, I know he battled to get out.
I give him a lot of credit. I do. You know, I think it's a very tough situation. You know, I mean, here's a guy that wants to come back, wants to get out there. Obviously, he's not as comfortable as he wants to be. You know, but again, you know, it goes back to that, you know, the player can't, you know, he doesn't want to be on that sideline. He wants to be out there on the field, and I think we all have to be able to appreciate that. That's what makes him a special player.
All offensively, you saw what that defense, Cincinnati's defense, did against New England. You managed pretty well, I would say, all things being said. Would you agree?
You know, it's hard to stand up here and try to talk about a positive because, you know, at the end of the game, you know, you win, you know, and that's what you want to do. You want to be able to win. To say that we did some things well, you know, managing the third down, I would say yes. We did some things that are encouraging, but at the same token, we didn't do enough things to win the game. But there is some encouraging signs there.
Coach, you get the big play to Chandler over the middle there, and then you run up to the line, no huddle, and then down the field to Goodwin. Can you just maybe talk about that sequence? And if that, you know, right away you'd get up on the line, it almost seemed like you caught Cincinnati off guard on the touchdown play.
No, I don't think we did. I think they were ready for it. I think what happened was is they came back and, you know, we had really good protection. We were able, you know, Chandler did a nice job of getting open. Thad found them. And then on the next play, when we went cover one. And when they went cover one, we thought we had a good matchup with Marquise. That's how that went. Because as soon as we saw they were in cover one, we were hoping that he would throw it to him, and he did put a touchdown.
There wasn't any hesitation you were running a fourth down, was there? I mean, did you know all along that
at the end
we're going? No. When you got stopped on fourth down,
on the goal line. And that's the thing you guys can look up. I mean, I'm not going to get into all the details of percentages, but percentages you play that at that time in the game.
Would you like to have seen on that? It looked like there.
I like to score.
There were 22 players on, you know, added up on both teams with about 2 inches from each other.
Sure.
Spreading that out at least
last
one,
week, there, last
one
week,
play like
well,
that?
To, last week there was 22 players and we were 2 for 2. You know what I'm saying? So,
special teams today, I mean, just what Mormon gave you field position-wise and
Mormon played
the coverage
well.
Today.
I was excited. He did a great job today. He really did. For someone to come off and compete like that and come in here and play.
About Jairus Byrd and in his first action
excited. You know, I think he'll just get better and better each week. So I was glad to see him out there. He was playing hard and having fun and, you know, trying to make plays out there, which he did at times, which we need.